Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our verse this week is from Ephesians again, but chapter 2, verse 10 this week. For we are what God has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. I think sometimes in the church there's an idea that we have to be extra good or holy in order for God to love us, that our mistakes somehow take away from the love that God has for us. It's like God's love is a pie, and when we mess up, we kind of think God takes away a piece of that pie and we're left with less. And then our goal just ends up being trying to make sure we do good and act good and be good in order that we don't lose the whole pie. Now I kind of want pie. But God's love isn't like that. Sure, God created us with a heart and compassion to do good things in the world, but those things are not why God loves us. God's love isn't pie. I mean, duh, but God's love isn't finite. It's infinite, more like pi, P-I, the math pi. Just such a nerd joke, and I hope some of you get it. But really, God's love is infinite. God may have created you to do good and love others in the world. In fact, you might be a part of God's plan in the world. But that is not why God loves you. See, God created us to have doing good in the world be our way of life. But before that creation of us happened, God decided to love us first, just the way we are. See, it's not that we do good things in order that God might love us. That's actually the wrong order. God loves us. Full stop. And yes, sometimes out of that love that God has for us, we do love others and do good stuff. But most of the time, we don't do good stuff, right? And here's the important thing. It doesn't change the fact that God loves you. It doesn't change anything that God has done already. I think so often we focus on the second part of this verse where Paul says God creates us to do good works. And we use it to shame others or ourselves into thinking we aren't living up to who God created us to be, that we're not doing enough. And while I do believe that God created us to love and serve others, to join God at work in the world, I think God's plan does, in fact, include you and me side by side with God in the world. I think we miss out when we skip ahead to this doing good part of the verse. I actually think the best part of this verse is the beginning, when Paul says, "We are what God made us." Now, that feels almost like a transition phrase, like it's easily forgotten or moved past to get to the good stuff, but it's actually the whole point. We are what God made us. Listen, this world gives us pretty crappy messages about what is considered good and about who we should be and how we get our worth, and it's easy to let those messages take over or to let them define us, to just go throughout our days feeling like we're not worthy. But all that stuff is just not true. You are who God made you to be right now, just as you are. Full stop. No buts, no if onlys, no after you do this thing, but right now, in this moment, right now, you are who God made you to be. Maybe my favorite way of saying this is how Father Greg Boyle said it. He works in LA with street gang kids, and he tries to teach each person he meets this one fundamental truth. You are exactly what God had in mind when God created you. You are exactly what God had in mind when God created you. Father Greg believes that this is stronger than anything else to believe you're what God intended right now. Not in the future, but right now. Right now you are who God created you to be, even if you're struggling, even if you are messing up, even if you aren't happy with yourself, or if you're sick or depressed or overwhelmed or stressed or falling short, God loves you. God created you to be you, and God loves you just as you are. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.